Drive with Bob Murphy and Andy Marr.
Great to have you with us. There was a bloke who slipped back into the Western Bulldogs outfit yesterday. Did it, as luck would have it, sometimes against the team that he represented with such great distinction for such a long time. And there was just something calming about having him back down there. It was his first game for the season, his first game at the level for a while. And he's been good enough to join us the day after. Taylor Giray, thanks for joining us, mate.
No, thanks for having me.
How did it feel to be back out there?
I've said it a few times when people have asked. It definitely felt like I'd been out for a year. The couple of scratch matches I played prior, I mean, they get your conditions to a certain point, but they don't get you ready for AFL intensity. But managed to slot back in and find a spot in that back line.
Have you pulled up more to the point? Do you feel like you've been through the rigors of a game at the level today?
Yeah, actually not too bad. I just because I've been in rehab for, more or less 12 months, I've actually put a fair few Ks into the legs. So I've probably pulled up worse after my scratch match than I did after yesterday's game. So surprisingly well, but it sort of makes sense given, the amount I've been running.
Taylor, it was a pretty clinical display by the Dogs yesterday. What was on offer was very clear. You guys have got a win to keep the finals hopes alive, and the first half was as good a footy as you guys have played all year.
Yeah, oh, it really was. It's when we got those boys in the middle, taking control of the game, it makes it a lot easier for us. You can sort of play the game in our half, and I mean, no matter what side you are, what game style you have, when you're winning the winning the clearances, getting the ball down your end, it makes life a lot easier. And we managed to do that for the majority of the game. Obviously, third quarter was a bit of a slip-up, but otherwise felt like we were, fairly dominant.
Taylor, you know how brutal a game it can be. You would have seen firsthand Toby McLean after the game. How is he? It's a devastating injury for him.
Yeah, obviously pretty flat immediately after the game, and so were the boys. Just one of those guys that puts all in for the team, plays multiple roles, lockdown roles, defensive forwards, whatever he has to do for the team. And, it's just heartbreaking to see it happen to a guy. And especially, there's no good time of the year to do a knee, but given we're hopefully on the brink of finals, it's just it's extra tough for him to take, so it's devastating.
How do you reckon the group's tracking, Taylor? It feels like the top four or five have clearly got a bit of a gap on the next, the next challenges. Do you feel like your group, if it can get it all together, over a 2 or 3 week period, can challenge consistently a few of those teams above you?
Yeah, I think the difference between those teams and us and guys, teams challenging is probably the consistency. But given we, gave Geelong a good test, almost should have won that again against Port, probably had our chances to win that game also, and then recently beat West Coast. So we sort of see ourselves as being able to compete with those sides. It's just about obviously executing on the day and like you say, consistently doing it. So we need to win this weekend, but if we do, we've got a good run of form going into the finals, and hopefully we can give it a shake if we get there.
There's probably a question to both of you two blokes, but you go first, Taylor. The reintroduction into that side, now that they've got some footy, beneath them, obviously, you're back in it and that helps. But the real front line, the game-changing capabilities of blokes like Aaron Norton and Lachie Hunter, now that they've got a little base at the level underneath them, how significant do you think the two of those two are going to be to the fortunes of your footy team from here to the rest of the season?
Oh, super important. And things that they're probably noted for are things that we sort of obviously value, but it's the other stuff. So, Naughty takes those big marks and is a big presence, but it's his follow-up work, it's his defensive pressure. Hunt, he's a great running and accumulates the ball, but it's his ability to help others around him, set up, he's got great footy IQ. So it's those type of things that that really help us more so than what, maybe gets spoken about in the media. So for us, that type of stuff, regardless of whether they're getting the spoils in terms of stat sheet type stuff, they're actually always having a really good influence for us. So, again, we've got a lot of young guys that have started to play a little bit of footy and footy together. So, you know, the more cohesive we can get, you need games to get to that point. So those younger guys are starting to feel it now.
One of those younger guys is Bailey Smith, Taylor. How good can he be?
Oh, he can be anything because he's just got that drive. As you know, Bob, coming across him, he's pretty driven. He's got all the athletic attributes as well. He's got, you know, amazing power. He can run all day. He's strong. And he complements the other midfield as well. On any given day, it can be him that takes over if Bond's getting tagged or he's having a quiet day. Just to know that someone in their second year has the ability to break a game open is pretty special, and he's going to, you know, have a pretty good career, no doubt.
It's that time of year, Taylor, where, you know, at least half of the side sort of look to the last game and then possibly finals, and then it's also the time of year where, you know, players announce their retirements, and a couple of your old teammates at the Hawks, in Paul Puopolo and Ben Stratton, are doing that today. Have you got a thought on those two teammates of yours?
I think for similar reasons, just their reliability, whether it was Poppy's forward half pressure or Strats' ability to lock down on smalls and or talls or whatever play those type of roles. They just both complemented our side at the time, being Hawthorn, so well. Both got drafted with me, so we've although they were mature age, we've spent most of our careers together. So super happy for them. Obviously, it's a strange time. Don't get to really celebrate their careers as much as we would, given the hub and no fans and whatnot. But their careers should definitely be celebrated because three premierships and captaincy for Strats, and it's pretty incredible.
Just last one before I put Puopolo, Taylor, when he first came over, he came over at mature age, as you said. Did you know, did he make an impression on the group straight away that you could identify, albeit yourself, young fella at the time, but that where's this bloke been? Did he make that immediate impression on the group?
Well, you could understand why he got drafted at the time, but it's hard to know why someone doesn't get picked up in the first place. There could be that they didn't really start to get senior footy until maybe they were 20 or 21. But Poppy was such a strong body. Maybe it took him that time to start to utilise it. Who knows? But when he came into the system, it was like, all right, this guy's ready-made in terms of what it takes to play at the level. And you just knew that whether it was, maybe a small defender role, which he'd played previously in Sanford, or that small forward role that you knew he was going to give it a crack and be pretty hard to play on. So, again, it's hard to know why guys don't get picked up, but once he got to the club, it was quite evident that he could be a good player.
Mate, good to see you back out there yesterday. You slotted right back in. It's a big test for Eo, going really well, and they're going to try and finish on a high on Sunday up there in Cairns. It'll be a really good test for you, bloke. So good luck, all the best. Thanks for joining us for a chat this afternoon.
No, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All the best, Taylor Giray, who on a couple of times was a premiership player for the Hawks. He's still holding hope, and who's to say they can't do it with the Western Bulldogs? That's a big game on Sunday against Fremantle. That'll be a nervous one for a few doggies around the place, I reckon. They'll make you want it well and truly.